I'd like to begin. I'd like to begin with a fact.
Little session sound check for episode 81 of Millennialistic. Welcome back, all my millennials. God, 81 episodes. That's like a little crazy. Real quick, shout out to all of our listeners out in Germany. I was doing some numbers, and I know we've been getting a lot of recent downloads in Germany. So shout out to all of our folks out there. Xavier and I are going to do an episode here real soon that we do 100% auf Deutsch. And we'll see if any of it actually even makes sense. But what's up, millennials? Yeah, I'm coming to you on, a Friday? I know that's probably not our normal scheduled time, or maybe it is. I don't know. Xavier and I are still kind of working out the kinks while we kind of get through, get up and moving here again. But I appreciate y'all sticking around, sticking with us. Remember to go like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, subscribe to us and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that. And if you really want to help us out, support the show, subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/millennialisticpod. That would help out a lot. So coming at you live again from the Madison studio. We're up here and just got back. I was going to do an episode earlier this week, so I apologize. I'm a little bit later getting back to that than what I typically like to do, but had kind of a crazy weekend. Actually, went up to my parents' house in Illinois for the weekend, long weekend up there. Got up there late Friday night and got to, just kind of kick with my parents real quick. My mom was actually leaving out of town for a trip, so saw her briefly there Saturday morning, and then she was off. Spent the day Saturday. My two nephews are in fifth and second grade, if I remember correctly. They're playing flag football and tackle football. They're really loving football, and it's really cool. So I got to catch each of their games and just really got to talk to them. It's fun. It's kind of a football-filled weekend. We ended up going over Sunday to the Titans-Colts game, which was super fun for my nephews. They had never been to an NFL game before, so it was really fun. Indy's about 3 hours from where my parents grew up, so it's a pretty quick and easy drive over there. Unfortunately, for us Titans fans, we weren't able to pull it off again. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to start doing a Titans segment. I don't know if I can go in depth enough that people would really give a shit about that. But for those that follow the Titans, man, it's not looking good this year. So they play in London this weekend. So we'll see if they can bounce back. But for sure, just a fun weekend. Getting to hang out with my nephews. I'll kind of talk more about that here in a little bit later. But, it's just been so cool that I grew up playing football, and it's always been my favorite sport, and I've loved watching it and tailgating and, just every bit of it, through college and, now as an adult as a Titans fan and all that. I just love it. So it's cool to kind of see them get pretty interested in something that I've been interested in for a long time. So really cool. But, yeah, we went over and checked out the Titans game. And then I came back home Monday night, so that's why I didn't do a podcast Monday. Sorry. And like I said, I'll talk more about that here in a little bit. I want to kind of bring up this topic, and I think kind of a new segment I want to call Time Capsule. We'll get more into this next week too with Xavier on the podcast, because him and I were texting about it the other day. But man, this stuff going on in Israel is like pretty crazy, with the Hamas terrorist organization that it's still debating if Iran's behind it or all not. And again, kind of like the football thing, I'm probably the wrong guy to sit here and talk politics on, but I don't really know a whole lot in great detail of kind of the background of Israel. Obviously, they've been fighting there for like thousands of years, for different, religious and territorial purposes and all that. I get This one was scary. I mean, except from my understanding, kind of the first target or the first attack there was at a music festival. And they said about 700. I believe I saw 700 either killed or injured. I mean, so which is pretty crazy. And I say Xavier and I are going to talk about, you know, he actually sent me a video, these people at this music festival, which apparently I believe there's 9 Americans that last I saw that were involved that were killed. And a lot of it, and they say it was at this music festival they targeted, and the video sent me, Xavier said, I'll have to share it on our Facebook page or something, but basically these people like at a music festival, then they like hear, you know, it's all music, dancing, partying, like good time going on. And then they hear the sirens going off and then start to see these shell casings up above. And it's a pretty graphic video. So, I mean, I really just can't imagine, you know, and that's, I don't know if anything, obviously, of that magnitude, that many people's ever happened in the U.S. But, you know, just kind of reminded me of like the Vegas shooting at EDC a few years back. And just kind of events like that of just, man, like how tragic to be at a place where you're just there to celebrate and have a good time and dance around and listen to music and all that, and then just all of a sudden, like, your worst nightmare comes to life. So that kind of got me thinking, but, you know, yeah, I'd be careful out there these days. You know, it's crazy. And obviously, you know, again, Israel, I don't know if it has ever been super stable, but, you know, I love to travel, but it's just a good kind of heads up, too, of, like, you just got to be really careful, especially when you're going to not so stable kind of third world countries. Like, I'm sure there's, you know, my parents have been to Israel, and I'm sure there's places there that are super safe and all that. But I mean, yeah, you gotta be really kind of use your head when you're going to places like that and really be careful about where you're going and all that, and what you're doing. Because, you know, I mean, gosh, I just can't imagine if that happened in the United States, let alone in a country where I don't speak the language and I don't really know the culture and all that. So pretty wild, but like I said, I know Xavier kind of wants to get more into that kind of next week, so I'll kind of shelf that. But yeah, I appreciate everybody kind of last week listening to my therapy session and kind of getting caught up on, again, what's been going on here in the last like year and a half or so. I got a lot of positive feedback from a lot of friends that were kind of on board with me through there. You know, it just kind of got me thinking about, you know, what I wanted to talk about this week a little bit. And that is, I don't know if this is like a normal thing or not, if other people feel this. I think it's a little bit interesting because a lot of my friends that I have here in Nashville are for the most part, are pretty local down here. But I would be kind of curious to hear from my friends that have moved from out of state down here or just, you know, elsewhere that are kind of out there. Is it normal to get homesick when you're like 30 still? I don't know, man. I loved going home this past week, and I usually do every time, but I think it's something that as I get older, I'm really starting to appreciate, and I truly do miss it a lot of times. Like I think my first couple, 2-3 years down here in Nashville, I was so wrapped up in everything that was going on in here and, you know, just in my personal life and all that. And, like, you know, obviously got married and all that too, but was just so wrapped up in that, that like the thought of kind of everything going on back home, just, you know, with my parents and my family, just felt like it slipped by totally. And I would say probably the main thing is kind of saying earlier is just like watching my nieces and nephews grow up. And I think like people close to me have heard me talk about this before, but you know, that's one of the things I didn't really quite understand when I decided to move 7 hours away and like start this new life in Nashville. That was kind of one of the things I obviously like knew going into it, I would be 7 hours away from my family, but that's kind of one of those things like you don't realize it's happening until you're into it already. And you know, it's tough. Like I moved down here in 2015 and my oldest nephew just turned 11. So I mean, to kind of put that into perspective, my oldest nephew, and I have what, I guess 5 nephews and 4 nieces total. And like all, obviously, he's the oldest. I mean, all of them are younger than that. And they've, so I basically lived in Nashville. My point being, I basically lived in Nashville, basically their entire lives. And to go from, you know, I was still at home, like finishing up school when a lot of them were born, but I mean, to basically totally miss kind of their growing up phase is hard. Like, and it's something I definitely didn't, I think I thought a lot about. You know, just being away from my parents, like in case of emergency. I think I thought a lot about, you know, the fact that I would probably only see my family on like holidays and major events. But again, I mean, the thing that I just didn't really, you know, I could, if I went 2 years without seeing my parents or my siblings or anything like that would definitely suck. But I wouldn't come back and like see them as a totally different person. Like with my nieces and nephews, you know, missing a few years here and there. I mean, it's like every time I see them, they've totally grown and matured. And now they're like these young, I don't know if young adults is the right word yet, but just young adults and like getting up there and like maturing. And it's just, it's crazy to see that. So I think that's kind of a big part of it. The other thing I kind of realized too, and again, I'm kind of curious to see what your guys' thoughts are on this or what your guys' takes are on this. But like for me, going home just gives me this sense of like security and safety. And I don't really know why. I don't know if it's because I live so far away and, you know, Nashville's obviously not this like major metropolitan area, but you know, compared to rural Illinois where I'm from, I mean, it's just a lot more fast paced. And I guess just a lot more like concrete jungle-y, I guess, if you will. I feel back home, there's definitely like much more a sense of community and kind of togetherness, whether that was, and maybe part of that, the trigger that was like just going back to my high school to watch, you know, my nephews play their games and just kind of see my high school community. And I'm sure a lot of that is the same down here. It's just obviously like I don't have kids, so I'm not, you know, connected in those communities like I was when I was a kid. But it just like, I feel like when I go home, I can like step away from the rat race that is living on your own, like in your 30s, trying to figure it out. So, and I think another part of it too is, you know, yeah, I just feel blessed that I had like an awesome childhood that, those are my memories, those are my feelings, those are my nostalgia that, like, when I go home, I'm like flooded. And I would say, like, basically overwhelmed with just, like, positive emotions. And, like, again, this, like, sense of security that I just, I would say, like, I don't feel down here on my own. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a weird feeling. You know, again, I felt it on my drive home of, like, I was almost leaving this safety net that is home. So I kind of compared it to, like, I felt like back in the olden days, and not that my, I don't think I come from a lineage of kings and lords, but, you know, you think of like, you know, you're the prince of this kingdom or whatever, and then you leave to go start your own kingdom, and like you get married off, and like you go, you know, start a life with some other, you know, lady or whatever from another kingdom, and like you guys go start your own kingdom, and you have to like fend for that and you have to defend it, and it's like it's hard work to grow it and put into it. But then when you go back to like your parents' kingdom and you're like, you know, again, it's like I like being treated like royalty is probably not the right word, but like every time I go home, it's usually to see a lot of my family and have a big celebration and all that. So just there's this sense of like coming home, I don't know, to again, like just safety and security, like because it's in that pocket. I don't know if any of that makes sense, but I just like I do, like I get super emotional coming back to Tennessee from home, and after long periods of time, I get really homesick. And I think a lot of that, I think stems too from, you know, whenever I'm missing a lot of things, when I'm missing birthdays, when I'm missing football games, when I'm missing piano recitals, like those sort of things, a lot kind of at once. I mean, it just, and that's when I think the like growth and maturity thing with my nieces and nephews like gets accelerated. It's like, oh shoot, like, you know, my nieces have been playing piano for the last couple of years, and like I've yet to go to like any of their recitals. So, but like to see videos of them and like how good they are now is pretty crazy. So, it's definitely something I'm trying to be more conscious of as I get older, of A, just making those trips more frequently than what I have in the past. Just making that more of a priority and being more intentional. I do feel a lot of that homesickness just kind of does come from guilt sometimes of like, maybe I just haven't been home for a while. Maybe I need to go home. Maybe I need to see my parents, see my nieces and nephews and all that. But, you know, and I think the other thing too is just, you know, not take that time for granted, which I think was cool about this past weekend of, you know, my nephew stayed up at my parents' house there Saturday night and rode, you know, we all rode together to the game on Sunday. So, I mean, it's really kind of the only time. I mean, again, my oldest nephew's 11. We probably only had, like, really had, like, a couple days there to really kind of hang out and bond and got to talk to him about school and his girlfriend and kind of all that. So, but I don't know, dude. Like, I know I'm a kind of a super emotional dude, so I don't know if that's just me being an emotional dude or if that's something normal that everybody goes through. But, you know, regardless, it was super awesome to go home. I just, again, emotionally feel very, my cup feels very full. I'll be going back up in a couple months. We're all getting together for Thanksgiving, so I think that kind of makes it easier too. And that's how I've kind of been with like a lot of people, like a lot of relate, like even when I like left college, like it was really hard for me to leave my college friends because it was like, I don't realistically know when we're all going to see each other again. And we've obviously seen each other again, but even now it's like, it's hard to find time as you get older and you grow geographically further apart. Like that's the, you know, gets, I got college friends in Houston and Milwaukee and still in Iowa, California. So Chicago, and it makes it really hard to get everybody together. So I don't know, maybe that's just kind of the lesson I'm learning as I get older, is you know, to not taking those moments for granted. Yeah, as we get older, it's like I see, I guess not so much with family because I do still see them regularly throughout the year, but like some of my friends and stuff, it's like you're not guaranteed to see that friend again. You know, especially when you only see each other every like several years apart, you know, so you just really have to take the time. And this is, again, something I'm still working on, of like being intentional and giving those people, whether that's, you know, your nieces and nephews or your close friends or your parents, your grandparents. You know, I don't take any conversations with my grandma for granted. She's 94, you know, and quite frankly, I don't know how many of those conversations I have left. So, and again, that's something like I wish I did more frequently, but I have learned to do more frequently and learned to kind of take it more seriously there. So, and maybe not more seriously, just being more intentional and like giving it more my undivided attention. Like, you know, I've learned to like put my phone down around my nieces and nephews and same with my, like my parents and stuff, where, you know, in college, you kind of come home and you're like, you're there to be home, but you're not really there to like hang out with your parents. And I've just kind of learned to put a lot of those distractions aside and just be really intentional with the people that I'm hanging out with. Because you don't, you know, that time's limited for sure. So, but yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got. Shoot, I keep putting all this kind of heavy stuff on you guys. Maybe when Xavier gets back, we'll get back to cracking jokes and laugh. And he showed me a couple of music videos earlier today of 21 Savage that I told him would be exactly what I would be doing if I was a hip-hop artist. But yeah, Xavier should be back next week. And again, I don't really know kind of what regular schedule we're going to be on here, but I'd like to start getting episodes out every week or every other week. So again, You know, I know a lot of you guys kind of unsubscribed and all that on our hiatus, but you know, now's the time to get back because again, we're ready to go full bore with it. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, just make sure to go review us and like us and subscribe us on all the social media platforms and wherever you listen to your podcast, and go subscribe to our Patreon. And I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. And this has been episode 81 of Millennialistic.
I'd like to begin with a fact.